Track 3. Welcome to the Black Country Talking News from All at the Beacon Centre. It's Wednesday, February the 15th. I'm Beth.
I'm Margaret.
And I'm Louise.
Coming up this week, we have the latest news and sport from the area, as well as an episode of the BBC radio show In Touch. We hope you're all keeping well and enjoy this week's edition. As usual, we'd love to hear any tips or suggestions you have for us. Please feel free to include a note in your wallet if you have any thoughts. First, we have our notices section and we start with the weather. As usual, we begin with the sunrise and sunset times in Dudley for this coming Saturday. Sunrise will be at 7:19 a.m. and sunset will be at 5:26 p.m. The weather for the coming week will get a little warmer than of late, with highs of 9 degrees Celsius, that's 48 degrees Fahrenheit, by Monday.
Next, we'll move on to our tip of the week to help when you are living with sight loss. Do your eyes get tired of an evening? If so, this could be due to an overload of light. Managing light levels is crucial with sight loss, and one of the biggest impacts can be your lampshades. If you can see the bulb through your lampshade or it hangs below the shade, it will cause discomfort. Best practice is a spread of light, so your ideal lampshades are paper-rounded type that covers the bulbs, or uplighters that bounce the light off the ceilings and walls. If you need any advice on managing your light levels, give John a ring on 01902 886 786. If you have a tip you'd like to share with us, you can ring Helen Brown on 01902 886 785 or pop one in the post with your wallet and it could be read out in the coming weeks.
Now we are going to take a look at what's happening in the area. You can learn what making bread and butter was like in the 17th century at a special event being held next month. The National Trust run Moseley Old Hall near Wolverhampton and will be welcoming budding bakers on March the 6th between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. As well as making a loaf you can take home with you, your visitors will also get a tour of the house. Tickets are £20 and call 0844 249 1895 to book.
A quiz night will be held next week at the Beacon Centre in Sedgley in aid of the charity's Chief Executive's Ice Half Marathon Challenge. Temperatures of minus 27 degrees, fierce winds and a surface of mixed snow and ice. It doesn't sound the perfect running conditions. But that is what Arwin Jones will face when he attempts a £10,000 fundraising event with a difference, a half marathon on the frozen surface of the world's largest and deepest lake in Siberia. He will be acting as a guide runner for a blind participant in the event next month. To help with his fundraising drive, a quiz night is being held at the Wolverhampton Road East Centre on February the 23rd from 7:30 p.m. Tickets cost £5 and you can enjoy a pork bap or vegetarian alternative while you answer the questions. There will be a Russian-themed question round and raffle prizes on the night. His fundraising drive will help support the 2017 Beacon Butler Golf Competition, a pan-disability event that was hugely popular in 2016 and gives people with sight loss the chance to try golf. It will also help fund a new video and audio tutorial service which is set to launch later this year.
Step inside the 2017 Caravan Camping and Motorhome Show to be inspired for your next road trip. The annual show will be making its way to the Birmingham NEC between February the 21st and 26th to give thousands of holidaymakers inspiration. There will be hundreds of models on display. Tickets start from £7 for seniors and for more information call 0121 780 4141.
David Walliams has taken the literary world by storm with his brilliantly funny stories that are adored by children all over the world. Now one of his books, The First Hippo on the Moon, has been adapted for the stage by award-winning theatre company Le Petit and will be performed at Stourbridge Town Hall on February the 24th. Tickets cost £13 for adults and £10 for children, or £42 for a family of four. Please note that David Walliams does not actually appear in this production. To book, call 01384 812 812.
Thank you, Beth, and thank you, Louise. Now it's time to take a look at some news from the Beacon Centre, as well as some other important information. Wolverhampton North East MP Emma Reynolds has paid a visit to the Beacon Centre to find out about the work the charity does to help those with sight loss in the area. The MP was given a tour of the facilities at the charity's main base on Wolverhampton Road East and got to learn more about some of its services, including its employment programmes to help those with sight loss into work. Courses including life skills such as cookery and beginner tech sessions. Its independent living services for those who would be otherwise isolated at home, and its opticians, which is the first accredited social enterprise optician service in the country. Figures show that the number of people living with sight loss will grow in the coming years due to a number of factors, including increasing cases of diabetes and more cases of age-related sight loss as we all live longer. And the charity expects that more people will need its services as a result. Beacon Centre Project and Volunteer Coordinator Rachel Shaw said, "We were delighted that Emma took the time out of her busy schedule to visit Beacon and came to learn more about some of the fantastic work we do to support people with sight loss and prevent avoidable sight loss." Wolverhampton North East MP Emma Reynolds added, "I very much enjoyed my visit to the centre and was amazed to see just how much the charity does. It is a great resource for anyone living with sight loss, whether young or old." Now this week we've also got news of a new audio description service, which has been launched by Wolverhampton Grand Theatre. The aim is to improve access for theatregoers who are blind, partially sighted or hard of hearing. The technology was first used during a performance of recording breaking pantomime Aladdin last month. The free app Mobile Connect from Sennheiser streams audio content via Wi-Fi live and in great quality direct to smartphones. Users benefit by hearing audio description of the show, and those who are hard of hearing may benefit from having the audio from the production's sound desk played through the app, amplifying what they are able to hear in the auditorium. As well as the new technology, a touch tour of the props and costumes on stage before the performance helps those who are visually impaired to gain a better understanding of what is on the stage. The Grand Theatre has been able to offer the technology with help from the Steve Bull Foundation, which has funded the installation of Mobile Connect. It is fully compatible with iOS and Android accessibility modes, where visually impaired support is required. Sue Howell, Access and Operations Manager at the theatre, said, "We are very excited by the possibilities Mobile Connect opens up for us at the theatre and the hope we can utilise this new system to improve and develop our services and accessibility for all. For more information, visit grandtheatre.co.uk/access. And with that final item, we'll now make way for this week's edition of In Touch from BBC Radio 4. So it's goodbye from Margaret.
Goodbye from Beth.
And goodbye from Louise.